You might have heard all that the government has been saying about a major investment in a dental school in St. Lucie. State-of-the-art and world-class are terms that the government MPs used in Parliament some days ago to sell the idea. But the president of the Barbados Dental Association, Dr. Vijaya Armagon, is saying this morning, not so fast.
The Barbados Dental Association is excited to learn of the proposed dental school. We are very excited also should any other private institutions want to come to Assures, as we think it's the right thing for Barbados and Barbadians. However, amidst all the excitement, it seems that there's some miscommunication and that there was a meeting between the Barbados Dental Association, which is a body that represents all of the dentists in Barbados, and the owner of the dental school and the government of Barbados. Such a meeting has not, in fact, taken place. There has been a meeting of some dentists in a social setting with Mr. Chan, one of the owners, and the Honorable Representative for St. Lucie, Mr. Peter Phillips. However, there has been no formal meeting between the Barbados Dental Association and the government of Barbados or the owners of the dental school. We do look forward to such a meeting and do feel that whilst there is great excitement, there are a lot of questions to be answered and some caution that needs to be taken for any institution coming onto the shores of Barbados. Whilst the arrival of a dental school can assist in the provision of dental care in Barbados, especially in our polyclinic system, if the dental school is utilized to train staff for the polyclinics, then that would be a great benefit. However, I want to caution that the arrival of a dental school does not necessarily mean improved dental services for the island. If that were the case, certainly having two world-class medical facilities in Barbados would have made all the difference. The Ross Medical School is here, as is the American University of Medicine. And I can't really say with, you know, any certainty that the quality of medicine in Barbados has improved because of those schools being here. And that's not the purpose of those schools being here. So I would caution members of the government and the public in thinking that, you know, the arrival of a dental school is going to improve things in the dental sphere in Barbados. Already, the dentists in Barbados are very highly trained individuals coming from world-class established institutions in North America, in the Caribbean, like Jamaica, and in the EU and England and the UK. A school arriving in Barbados like this school is a brand new venture. It does not have a history, and it remains to be seen if it will become a world-class institution. Certainly, the factors are there and the players are lined up. But, you know, like the West Indies cricket team, you could have the best players, but it doesn't necessarily translate to the best team. And whilst we're excited that this could be a possibility, I would say, again, cautious sentiment in selling this to the public as a, you know, a top-notch school. It is a brand new school. It has to develop a reputation. Usually in the medical community, that takes a bit of time. And that's not an overnight thing. We certainly hope and wish, and I said, the players are all in position. Really now it's to see what we can accomplish. But caution in the wind, definitely any school coming here has to be looked at very critically. And we have to determine what really is the benefit to all of Barbados for now and for future generations.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.